I went to a wedding. My brother and his now wife, Ashley. He calls me on the phone and he's like, hey, Dylan, I want you to be my best man. I get up there. I realize like my speech. I'm like, hey, guys, I think this is going to be like way too long. As I'm saying that was like my first words out of the mic. I like hear my voice in the mic and it's echoing. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Oh, no.
My God, this is real.
Oh, no.
And so I start like tunnel vision happens. For some reason, dude, I had my whole script. I've been practicing for hours. I just start to audible, dude. I audible, dude. It was
Omaha.
Fun. I was like, Omaha. I'm like, Patrick, Omaha, never seen him cry. This is crazy. You just cried. And oh, my God. After I say, hey, everyone, my name's Dylan. If you don't know me, that's your loss. That okay. was my, like, because I heard yep. you got to open with a joke in, like, yep, the first yep, yep. 5-10 seconds.
That'd be good.
I go, hey, everyone, my name's Dylan. I'm like, that's not the line. That's not the line I had. I skipped the line.
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. We're here. We're in person. We're in New York City. Dude, this city, I can't.
Oh.
I can't handle it. So I have a budget every week. Basically, I budget everything out because I got OCD, and I'm able to spend $700 a week. That's like guilt-free spending. That's on food, that's everything, experience, whatever. The week starts on Sunday. I fly into New York on Sunday, I spent $1,000.
Why?
On Sunday?
On Sunday, my whole week's gone.
I'm broke, nigga, I'm broke!
How'd you spend $1,000 on Sunday?
I don't even remember now, it's Tuesday.
Well, yeah, you gotta watch out for the cab. That'll be $100.
Oh, I got a bracelet. I got a bracelet with my girlfriend.
Oh, that doesn't count, dude.
It does.
A bracelet with your girlfriend? Fuck. That little Etsy bracelet? That should be $25 max.
Woo!
That's
Woo!
Cool, dude. Now you know why my bank account is officially at zero.
No, it's actually.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
My point is, yeah, I'm. Actually, I didn't put the Etsy bracelet with my girlfriend in the budget because it doesn't count. But the food, the dinners we're going out to, the drinks, we went to like 3 different bars on Sunday, went to a comedy show. Could talk about that.
Ugh.
Expensive day.
My life's a comedy show, dude. Our life. Today we went on a spiral. I don't want to talk about today, dude. Nor do I want to talk about budgets. Yeah. Partially, I don't like dating people because it costs so much money to go out each time. And if you're a dude on first dates, or pretty much any date, you always pay.
Well, this is what I'm realizing is we sit down at a restaurant in New York. Mains are $45, $48, $55. My trucha, my trout, $60.
$60 trucha.
It's $18 in Chicago.
That's fucked. Right. Right, slap a tip. That's $100 trucha by the end of the night.
Dude, fuck.
You better
we
go
split
back
dinner
to
last
Peru.
Night. I paid $95. It was a $95 trucha.
Well, that's why we had a joke in college when it was like, you spent $111 on like drinks and dinner with some girl. Now that's like bare min. That's like personal bare min. So like you're splitting it. It's always $200 minimum eating out. So I don't. That's why I eat sweet green every day for $13.95.
I didn't realize when we were remote, but I could see it with my own two eyes today. Like, you really planned your whole morning around the sweet green. And then you came into the studio at 10:30 and ate your lunch.
I don't know why I was a surprise to you. I woke up at 9, like 8:50 today, and I'm like, fuck, dude. Because I know I got 2 hours before I can go to sweet. So I'm like, what do I do for 2 hours?
You rit.
To podcast.
Oh, yeah. Podcasts are good, too.
Yeah, I took a shower.
You could rit.
Just watched some Kelly Wacasa videos.
Oh.
Could have rit, but I don't do that. no, dude, I got things that I want to talk about that are not business related, more so personal development.
Okay.
Did you say we talk about smart nonsense?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. I went to a wedding. I went to a wedding for my brother and his now wife, Ashley.
Beautiful.
Easy Ashley, dude. For the OGs, they know I have a crush on another Ashley. She's taken as well, though. So I've known about this wedding since it was first declared when he bent the knee and proposed. And this was about 8 months ago. So 8 months ago, he proposes. Then he calls me on the phone and he's like, hey, Dylan, got this wedding coming up. I want you to be my best man. Now, this is a true listener's callback episode. You know that my instant reaction was one, panic, immediate. I'm going to have to give a speech. I know the best man speech. Don't want to give a speech. Don't like him.
Don't know him.
Don't know. That was part two.
My bad.
Don't like him. Don't know him. He's my half brother, 20 years older, basically, technically 19, but didn't grow up with him. So don't really have many stories about him. And I thought, like, you just get on stage and tell stories for like 5 or 10 minutes or however long the speech is. So I panicked. I said yes on the phone because I was under pressure. Immediately called my mom and I'm like, Mom, I can't do this. Don't know the guy. Don't know weddings. Never been to one in my life. I don't know how this works. And she's like,
you never been to a wedding?
First wedding ever.
Oh, wow.
No idea how they work.
Yeah.
So that was all part of the experience I'm getting to. But basically, I told my mom, like, I don't know who my brother is. Does he not have better friends? She's like, no, he doesn't have better friends. They're all roofers and they're all inbreds. We talked about him.
Right.
And I saw him at the bachelor party, which I was supposed to organize and I didn't, but it still happened. So rock on, good brother. Basically, I had panic attacks pretty much every day. Like, not full-blown, but, like, every day in the shower. It's like, what's your number one shower thought? It was always like, fuck, I really got this speech.
The wedding speech. Okay.
It was eating away at me. But then, like, 3 months ago, I'm like, I can't let this destroy me from the inside out.
Yeah.
All I got to do is be like, I am going to worry about this 24 hours before the wedding.
That's how I would do it.
Just like, it's not happening tomorrow. Not in my mind.
Oh. Yes. Alternatively, you could have said, I'm going to worry about this for 24 hours.
Oh.
And.
Well, I would just put that at the end.
Yeah. But then it's still kind of probably in the back of your mind.
It was.
Probably should have just squashed it right away.
I don't think I could have, though.
Okay.
It would have been festering regardless. I just kind of shifted my festering to later on. And it's kind of how I approached college or high school or anything. I'd always just cram right before the exam and figure the fuck out because there's the deadline. Now this worked for the most part. I'd like jot down little shower thoughts that I would have in the meantime of like, here's a little story I could potentially tell. That worked. Let me just set some context here. I missed some context. Why am I so deathly afraid of public speaking?
Yes, good.
It is the Dylan podcast. We bring you here, but it's for me.
it's just for you to air out your your life.
It all comes back. I don't know when it started. I think I didn't give a public speech till like seventh grade, and I remember like I didn't know what public speaking was until like it came around the room, and it was just like up to me to give like a little book report to our class in English. It was just like stand up at your desk, and I like almost threw up. I was like,
right,
dude. I was seasoned.
Trauma. We call this trauma.
Right. And so I had that in my mind in seventh grade. That was like the first experience. Then eighth grade, I was supposed to give this honor society speech in front of like literally 400 people. And like, I was the first person ever to say like, I can't do this. Like our guidance counselor, Mr. Quinn, he was like, it's not like an opt out thing. It's like, you just do it because like you have to give the speech. And
no one's ever not been able to do it.
Right, in the history of the school, he said. It was like 35 years. He's like, in 35 years, not 1 year have we missed you giving the speech. And so I told him no. He tried to scare tactic me where he's like, I know you said, Dylan, that you don't want to do this. I already printed all the brochures, 400 brochures. They have your name as the speaker. So you're going to have to give it.
Okay.
And he saw in my eyes. I almost cried. This was in the gym. Like he caught me after gym. When I was like about to change, and dude, there were like my eyes were bubbling. I'm like, no, you can't do that. I will die. And he saw the panic in my eyes, and he was like, all right, I was kind of bullshitting you just to see if you were serious.
Oh wow! But,
like there's some trauma packed up.
Whoa!
So they found a different Dylan to give a speech. So I've been holding on to that for a while. I took a public speaking class in college. Here's the thing: when I do give speeches, they're good.
Okay.
Unless I think about giving a speech. You know how I get the yips and I stutter?
I also get the yips. That started to happen to me in tennis.
And frisbee.
Dude. Yeah, there's like this thing. So the yips is in golf. I think watch like Charles Barkley try and drive, hit his driver. He's got this like yip hitch. Maybe we'll roll the B-roll.
The yips.
It's like this weird thing. When you have too much time to think about the mechanics of whatever you're doing, you just like, you short circuit. Actually, we were in a podcast with the people from vidIQ like a couple weeks ago. And maybe you didn't notice it, but I was trying to rattle off that Disney quote that goes, we don't make movies to make money. We make money to make more movies.
Nailed it.
Now. But I got the yips. Dude, all the wires just fucking...
Right.
They all cross. And you forget how to breathe.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's okay if it still sounds like you know how to breathe.
Right.
But when it sounds... When you can hear the wavering in a voice... Which it would happen to me, I'm like, I can't do that. Cause then you start panicking and it's just a monster.
It's a gnarly feedback loop. Same in piano. You'll be performing at like a recital. And if you're nervous about, like, if you start to go down that yip spiral, your leg might start to shake. And then knowing that people can see your leg or your hand shake causes them to shake more.
Mm.
And it's a downward spiral to nowhere.
That actually, the last time I had to like, semi-talk was when we went to the Philippines with the team, and like I was like, oh no, my voice is shaking.
Really?
shut down.
Well, so that's the weird thing, is no one actually notices. Maybe you notice if you're like, I'll see a piano player shaking, for instance, because it happens to me. It's like the pot calling the kettle. It's like if you see it, you got it, or whatever. Just all the idioms.
You see it, you got it.
But like my parents would never see me shaking.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do hear it in people's voices, but it happened to me there. Okay. So that was my last experience. I'm like, that was rough. So coming in, whatever, push it off 24 hours before. Now we get to 24 hours, right? Wedding's tomorrow. I'm like, all right. Haven't thought about this speech at all. And basically the whole day, like, I didn't even think about it. Basically, I had like 12 hours before this speech.
Yes, sir.
To figure it the fuck out, because I stayed up till 3 a.m. trying to do this. I realized, like, I was trying to write it out with some stories. I just, like, I couldn't write it. I don't like people reading speeches either. So I'm like,
right.
I'm just not going to write anything. I'm just going to, like, talk to myself. I like talking to myself through stories. So I'm going through. I'm just, like, riffing different things. It comes together. There's something there. I'm like, that's sick. we now go to the venue. Let me think where the storylines
come together. You texted me, you were like, it's coming together and I'm feeling good about this. However, it's 4 minutes long.
I think that's okay, no?
Fine. I think...
Oh, yeah. I had like all these stories and I realized like one story fills 4 minutes. It's like one decent story with like...
Your point was actually you've got way more than you need?
I made my mom cry because I didn't have any stories. It's like one story. This toast, it's like one decent story.
Wait, why did she cry?
She cried because I'm like, I have no stories about my brother. I don't even know the guy. Does he not have friends?
Oh, and you made her cry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she was, yeah. That's my bad. So, all right. Speech day. Dude, I don't know what I want to say here because it's like 5 days after the speech. So, like, the emotions aren't there as much. But, like.
Got to get it out of you. It's the trauma. You got to unpack it.
I go to the wedding and like I know I have this speech, like I have to memorize it, and I'm like, I just created it a couple hours ago, so I'm like basically pacing around the wedding and like I'm hiding from people. So like I'll go to like say hi to people just to get like bare min interaction to be like, oh, I'm going to speak to you soon, and then I'd like fucking scurry into the little like groom's room or whatever you dress, and I'd like hide from people. They'd be like, Dylan, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom, and I'd be like talking to myself in the mirror. When they leave, or I'd like someone would come in the groom's room to go to the bathroom, so I'd like go to the like bride's dress room and I'd hide there. But then someone would come in and I like feel sketchy, like
peeping Tom, yeah, dude.
I'm like, in I'm not peeping Tom, suite. I'm just right in the bridal suite. So I just did that for hours and hours, where I just like pop down,
fuck,
say hi, and then
fun.
Run away. Not fun
it's
at
not
all.
Not fun.
And I like I went into the yard because people were like catching on, so I like wanted to go somewhere different and like pace and talk to myself. And like I went, and you could see like the long tables for the wedding. And so I just like stare at the tables and talk to myself and like imagine people being out there. Dude, it was miserable. It was no fun.
And everyone's seeing you do this and you're going to speak there.
Well, they're not seeing because I'm hiding.
Oh, you're hiding.
I'm
just scurrying around.
They just think I'm going to the bathroom.
Here's
and like,
mouse.
Yeah.
the wedding mouse.
I like pretend to talk on the phone when I see people too. It's crazy, dude. It's
dude,
so good.
You need a therapist, dude. You gotta unpack this, dude.
I was really stressed, but I like to be overprepared. So literally, I do this speech like 100 times to myself, and it's 4 minutes. So you do the math. And this is all between hiding, and so finally, like, the wedding comes. I don't know how like the events work either, so I don't really know when I'm gonna talk. So I'm like asking people, I'm like, hey, when do people give speeches?
Probably late, right? Like, yeah, it's not at the ceremony. And it's like, gonna be like mid dinner, probably.
Right. There's mingling.
It's like hours later.
Yeah. So now I'm just like, I don't get a chance to practice because we go through all like the fugazi and the dinner stuff, and we sit down, and like finally, it gets the speeches, and it's like all the people in the room. I don't know any of these people, because you know, brother side of the family and the other side, but like, basically, hey, my bad. I got soccer, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got.
Where do I want to go with this? Okay. So I don't know the events, but like basically they're like, hey, we're going to start giving speeches. First one up is like the bride's dad, whatever they call him. So he goes up, gives a speech, but it's literally like 40 seconds long. And now I start to panic because I'm like, my speech is like at least 5 minutes when you hold for applause. And so I'm like, I get up there.
But I understand why you started to panic. I would want to be on the side of, like, the bride's dad probably didn't prepare at all. And he's just like, oh, thank you. And it's just, like, not memorable.
Right.
So I would want to be on the side of, like, all right, my thing's 5 minutes. It's tight. It's funny. I prepped it. It's good.
But I've never been to a wedding, so I didn't know. I'm like, oh, shit, we're just doing toasts. I thought this was, like, speech.
Right. So now I'm panicking. Okay, you don't have any context.
So they call me up. I thought I went last. Like, I was just like, I didn't know I went second. So now I'm like a little frazzled. I get up there. I realize like my speech. I'm like, hey, guys, I think this is going to be like way too long. And then like as I'm saying that was like my first words out of the mic. I like hear my voice in the mic and it's echoing. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Oh, no.
My God, this is real.
Oh, no.
And so I start like tunnel vision happens. And then I just like for some reason, dude, I had my whole script. I've been practicing for hours. I just start to audible, dude. I audible, dude. It was
Omaha.
Fun. I was like, Omaha. I'm like, Patrick, Omaha, never seen him cry. This is crazy. You just cried. And oh, my God. So, dude.
Not the audible.
It's fucked. It's fucked. So I'm realizing I audible. I look out to the crowd. And, dude, I just see my mom. My mom's face. Like, you want, like, your family to be, like, supportive. She's just like.
She
just has panic face on, like because she knows I get nervous as fuck. So she's like, she's just like her full face is just like scrunched, like, oh my God,
that's
like,
not good.
Something's
you don't
gonna
want
happen,
that.
Right?
You don't want that.
This is the only face I see in the audience,
like, which is not what you want.
Right? So I'm like, fuck.
She needs to be doing, you know, one of these, which for the audio listeners, is like a, you got this, like,
yeah,
come on, keep it moving.
I'm making it sound like I think much worse than it was.
Yeah, it probably wasn't that bad.
She was the only one with like panic stricken face. The rest were like, okay. And so now I'm like, all right, I just audibled. That's my bad. Let me get back to the script. So I didn't, this is all in my head. I talk to myself. That's why it makes it so difficult. So now I'm like, hey everyone, my name's Dylan.
Yes. Yes.
Now the thing I've been practicing for the last 5 hours was after I say, hey everyone, my name's Dylan. If you don't know me, that's your loss. That was my, like, because I heard you got to open with a joke in, like, the first 5-10 seconds.
That'd be good.
I go, hey, everyone. My name's Dylan. I'm Patrick's younger brother. I'm like, that's not the line. That's not the line I had. I skipped the line. I'm like, fuck. So in my head, I'm like, I audibled, and then I fucked up my opening line.
So, fuck, dude.
And now I'm on the shot clock because I knew I had 5 seconds to like get a laugh here because like I already had the audible. That wasn't funny. And I fucked up my first line that was supposed to be funny. So now I'm running out of time. I got to get a joke in, dude. And I don't got a joke. My next joke comes like in 20 seconds. So it's fucked.
So on the fly, you're like, now I need to get a joke in.
Right.
Which is improv.
Right. And I don't got one coming. But the one, my next joke, that was supposed to be like the layup. They're like, if you don't know me, that's your loss. I missed that one. I missed the layup. That's fine. I can like play defense, come back. But what happens is the next joke, I've been really struggling with it. This is like, I missed the layups. Never mind the fucking half court three pointer, dude. It's one where it's like, he's 20 years older. Like, that seems kind of crazy. But like, if you're our mom with like a 20 year old Patrick, you'd want to hedge your bets. Like, that was supposed to be the joke. Like, have a second child.
Yeah.
But like, I kept like confusing. I'm like, do I say hedge your bets or do I diversify? I stutter like that. I didn't know which word to pick. And I was just like, on the fly, I'm going to figure it out. Luckily, dude, I don't know. The gods were blessed. I came up with like, if I were you, I would hedge your bets. And I like point to myself and they're like, ah, oh, hedge your bets. They got the joke. People start ripping.
Yes.
And this is a good 30 seconds in.
Yes.
So I was feeling good.
So that
good.
One landed.
Yeah, it landed. Let me think as I'm giving the speech. Oh, it landed, but my mom's face didn't change for like literally. Like,
she was nervous.
Two minutes of the speech. She was nervous on my behalf. Let me look at what happened exactly.
Dude, there's this great it's a video called like Why You Should Let Your Kids Do Dangerous Things, and it opens with Van Nistat explaining something like this where it's kind of a long story, but we should roll that or people should watch it. And then like your mom was freaking you out basically.
I mean I was didn't help.
Yeah,
but it wasn't her fault. She I was thinking like as the speech was going, I'm like, you have no idea. But, like, your face is really scaring me and it's not helping.
Yeah.
And it was – so it was just this, like, this tightrope where I'm like, oh, good God. Hold on. Yeah. I think I just, like – I went through it. My voice wasn't shuddering. I was just kind of, like, calm, cool, and collected. I wasn't, like, over the top excited, which it could have been, like, better. But basically, like, by the end, I just wanted to nail, like, the last statement because I'm like, the last thing could end.
Yep.
Well – so that was like the only thing that I was concerned about. But I came and I'm like, here's to Patrick and Ashley with the happiest and longest marriage. Oh, fuck. I fucked it up right now. Something like that. I didn't want to do what I just did. Somehow I like said it right.
No jokes.
No jokes. Last, just like
yep.
just something to cheers to. I also, I don't know, dude. There was a lot where like I thought I wasn't talking about Ashley enough. And then I like forgot my lines for Ashley. But like you couldn't really tell. I kind of improved it.
It was, dude, probably fine.
I survived. Basically what happened after, everyone was like, oh my God, you're to my brother, like, dude, your little brother's speech was like awesome.
Nice.
It was sick. Like I think it was actually a good speech. It could have been better with like emotion, but I wasn't nervous for it. So it was kind of sick, other than like my mom finally lit up by the end. Because I was like roasting my brother for a lot of it, like as you should.
Yeah.
But like I think they were good roasts. I wish I could put them. But basically what happened was the bride's dad, he got up there and just forgot his entire speech.
Before you?
Yeah, so he had like a 4-minute yeah. speech too. He got up there and he's like, said one little thing, like, I remember when you were a baby, and then look, here we are.
Clammed
just
up.
Like, just gave it up. And so that made me feel a lot better. I'm like, hey, we could be good at this thing. One thing that I did fuck up was I didn't know what to do like at the end of the speech. You were supposed to like hug them or something. I just kind of stood up there awkwardly, so it was kind of a tough.
Hey, you win some, you lose some.
Tough landing. But dude, let me say one thing. Sometimes, dude, you gotta face your fears.
Oh, Cardello!
My bad.
That's
my
great,
bad.
Dude. The wedding episode, Wedding Crashers.
Ugh, no hot girls there though.